As previously reported by KMUD News, two horses were euthanized at the Humboldt County Fair this year, making 2024 one of the deadliest years on record for local races, which has seen 24 horse deaths at Ferndale since 1994. 6-year-old mare Arctic Fire and 12-year-old quarter horse Visual Display were euthanized after sustaining musculoskeletal injuries during their race, where they both finished last. According to the Jockey Club's equine injury database, the average rate of racing-related fatalities per 1,000 starts, or any time a horse leaves the gates, is 1.32. However, Ferndale's rate of fatalities is over 5 times greater, which has caught the attention of the California Horse Racing Board, who characterized the deaths as preventable. In our original report on this issue, CHRB spokesperson Mike Martin stated that the chair of the board, longtime equine medicine veterinarian Dr. Gregory Ferraro, would be investigating and likely passing new rules for the under-regulated state fair racetracks. While horse racing fatalities are down 55% in the last 2 years, he noted that
not the end of the effort. I mean, there's still too many deaths, as you know very well, 2 at Ferndale recently, but the number's been greatly reduced. And you can't always anticipate what's going to happen. I mean, even a brilliant mind like Dr. Ferraro can't anticipate everything. And an example of that is Visual Display, the horse that was euthanized on September 1st there at Ferndale. 12 years old, racing at 12. To our surprise. And so now our equine medical director that I mentioned to you is proposing a rule to limit the age of horses when they can run at fairs. By rule, every fatality results in a meeting, a conference, a gathering of all the principals. Our own people, Dr. Blaya, our official veterinarian, our investigators, the trainer of the horse, and the owner of the horse, and the veterinarian that treats that horse, they all get together and look at the circumstances. And if there is anything there, the appropriate action is taken.
Yesterday, September 19th, the California Horse Racing Board held its regularly scheduled meeting. However, they encountered a snafu when their meeting location suffered an unexpected power outage and could not provide live coverage of the event. KMA News did obtain a recording, but please note that due to the outage, microphones were also down, so the audio is less than perfect.
Duress,
man. Everybody sit down. We're under duress here, but we're trying to hold this meeting as best we can.
That was Chairman Dr. Gregory Ferraro. It is also worth noting that this meeting was heated, as the industry is in the midst of fighting among itself, divided by the northern and southern divisions. One commenter described it as a civil war within the industry. There were concerns mounting about the Bay Area track that closed after nearly 90 years, and what financial implications it could have on the $2.5 billion horse racing industry in the state. Before discussing an agenda item regarding Golden State Racing's application to operate racing at Pleasanton at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in October, Dr. Ferraro made this statement.
Just one thing aside before I'm going to ask you to sit down because we want to hear from TOC, is your injury rate. The injury rate of the fairs, unfortunately, in my opinion, has been too high this year. There's a lot of reasons for it. But a 12-year-old horse that breaks down in Ferndale doesn't do racing any good. So if you're going to go forward as an institution of racing, you need to have this welfare of horses front and center, because the continued rate at which you're losing horses is not acceptable to the sport.
With the closure of the Bay Area track, Golden Gate Fields, due to deficits in their purses, as wagering or betting is down, the California horse racing industry is already struggling to survive. Even the largest commercial racetrack in the state, Del Mar, is seeing nearly an 8% decrease in wagering, which many attribute to the public turning to other forms of gambling, viewing horse race betting as a pastime of a bygone era.
Regardless of your feelings, you got to put that aside. This is a business. The financials are important, and if you can't meet the financial parameters, eventually you can keep robbing Peter to pay Paul. You can do a lot of different things to try and make, but if the financials don't work out, the business has to close.
However, locally at Ferndale, as one commenter noted, business is booming.
Now, none of us know for sure what's going to happen. We had a great meet in Ferndale, better than any of us ever dreamt.
Special counsel with the Humboldt County Fair also spoke to this year's financial success.
James Morgan, Humboldt County Fair. What I'd like to do first is thank each and every one of you, except maybe the new member, for voting in the 3 weeks of unoverlapped in Humboldt. We went from contributing $400,000 to purses in 2023 to well over $1 million this year. What difference does that make to the industry? CARF came in overpaid at about $400,000 at the commencement of our meet. We wiped that out and added $300,000 to the consolidated purse fund. We're talking about diminishing horses. In 2023, you had 130 some odd horses. This year we had 240. That's 160% rise in the horse population there. Our backstretch workers were treated to barbecues, fish fries. Everyone loved up there in the 70 degree weather. Well, it's 100 degrees everywhere else in the state. So we were growing. And as for union employees, before, as you recall, the gate crew didn't want to go up for 2 weeks. They were all there and working efficiently and employed. Our mutual clerks, we had trouble getting people up there. We only have a handful. This time we had at least 20. All the windows were open. Everybody was happy. And when we talk about purses and allocations and benchmarks and things like that, on August 31st, we had our Ladies' Hat Day. According to the Daily Racing Forum, there was over 5,000 people in attendance at the races that day. Not one of our purses was over $10,000, not one. And yet we had crowds, we had happy people. We had a local group of 50 individuals that had $1,000 each to buy 10 racehorses, horses that could not compete on the Southern California circuit, but they came up to Humboldt, they competed, and they filled our race cards. So I want to thank each of you for giving Humboldt, for the first time in 128 years, the opportunity to race without overlap, the opportunity to have 3 weeks. It made all the difference. And our track, our meet, is growing, both in commissions, purses, and horse population. And we appreciate that opportunity.
Although Morgan stated that no purses were over $10,000, it was widely reported that the final purse schedule was $50,000. He also failed to mention the two horse deaths that occurred at this year's meet. However, Dr. Blia, the CHRB Equine Medical Director, shared his findings, which resulted in a new age limit for horses at county fairs.
Regarding the comment made earlier in this meeting about an aged horse that was euthanized in Ferndale, there was quite a bit of discussion after that occurred. That was a 12-year-old. Del Mar and First Racing both have an eligibility age in their condition book. No horse over 10, no winner over 10 is eligible to race at those racetracks. I have spoken with Los Alamitos. They are also going to abide by that policy in-house. Mr. Cheney reached out to all of them. Los Alamitos will has informed me they will abide to that winners over 10 years old are ineligible. Additionally, after a search, there are no horses over 10 years old currently training in Los Alamitos, but they will get in line with that policy. So we're glad to see that. Regarding that fatality at Ferndale, I will say that horse had a 7-year layoff. It was his third start calling a 7-year layoff. Got a horse passed all of his physical exams, not only panel exam, but a pre-race. In addition, any horse that is 9 years old or over becomes an automatic hard watch on the panel. So it gets extra scrutiny, and that horse did receive extra scrutiny despite having to be euthanized.
Did an agreement on the CARF members that on the 10-year,
I spoke to Larry about this earlier, and they are in agreement about an eligibility age of 10 years old, no older than 10 years old.
The death of the other horse at Ferndale this year, 6-year-old Arctic Fire, was not discussed. Although it was speculated that Ferndale may have broken CHRB's inclement weather policy, as it allowed for racing on the day and 24 hours after Humboldt County received over an inch of rain. When KMUD News reached out to the fair for comment on what safeguards, if any, were in place, we did not receive a response. But the group, Kill Racing, Not Horses, is calling for the end of horse racing altogether and says that the decline of economic success in the sport is a representation of a lack of public interest.
And this is the second year in a row that they've had a decline in wagering. So I guess my point is people really aren't interested in seeing horses' lives, risks, and taken for mere gambling. And I think it's important for people to understand, you know, this is really an anachronistic industry. It's been on life support for decades, and the horses are paying for it. No legitimate sport would tolerate the death of, in this case, two of its athletes in 2 weeks of competition in just one venue. Think about it. I mean, there in Humboldt, if you had two, let's say, football players at Humboldt State die in 2 weekends, what do you think would happen? I mean, there would be some kind of uproar and investigation.
As of news time, there have been 59 deaths of equine athletes reported in the state of California within 35 weeks. Moving forward, with pressure on the horse racing industry, more attention is on Ferndale, which will likely see additional racing in 2025. Approximately 9 days, as their revenues are currently the only without a deficit in the region. KMUD News will continue to share updates.